Remember when you were a kid and your mom or dad told you to go clean your room versus the times when you were a kid where you cleaned it yourself? I vividly remember many nights in, grade school, high school, where I would stay up till like 3 a.m. reorganizing my room and moving things around. I was one of six kids, so it's not like we ever had these, big fancy bedroom makeovers. And so for me, the way to make my room feel new, feel special, feel like my own again, is I would rearrange the furniture. And I had this sense of pride, this sense of accomplishment, this sense of ownership when I cleaned and organized my room versus when I was told to. How does it feel to decide for yourself whether you're ready to work on the honor your health with gentle nutrition principle? How does this feeling compare with someone telling you what you need to do? This is about autonomy and knowing your individual needs, ultimately deciding for yourself what it is that's in your best interest. It's okay to pause and come back to this principle when you feel ready. But today we're going to dive into the concept of gentle nutrition and give you some strategies to implement and embrace it today. Only if you're ready, of course, though. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. So what is gentle nutrition and why does it come last? Gentle nutrition, or honor your health with gentle nutrition, technically, that is the 10th principle of intuitive eating. It's all about making food choices that honor both your health and also taste buds while making you feel good. Remember that you don't have to eat perfectly in order to be healthy, and you're not suddenly going to get a nutrient deficiency or become unhealthy from one snack, one meal, or even one day of eating. It's really what you eat consistently over time, your overall overarching eating patterns that matter. With gentle nutrition, we think about progress, not perfection, because ultimately that's what really counts towards our health. Gentle nutrition emphasizes the importance of balance, of variety, of moderation in food choices, and it involves incorporating nutrient-dense foods into your diet or your way of eating without eliminating any food groups or placing any strict rules or rigidity around your eating. So why is this the last principle of intuitive eating? Typically, most people, if you struggle with disordered eating or you have a history of an unhealthy relationship with food, especially with a lot of the clients I work with who are active, fitness-oriented, if I were to give them nutrition information, their brain would turn it into a diet or turn it into a rule, a black or white, all or nothing. And the truth is, it takes time to unpack. It takes time to unlearn, especially if you've had a more complex relationship with food. Because chances are you've been taught how to diet, but you haven't been taught how to eat for nourishment, how to eat for satisfaction, enjoyment. Many of us have been taught that healthy eating is the same as dieting. And when we have external factors telling us what to eat, how much, and when, through calories and different apps and external numbers, it makes it very difficult to understand how food actually makes us feel. Research actually shows that there is a correlation between our attitudes and feelings of stress around food and how hard it is for us to listen to our body and actually enjoy our food. There really are so many benefits of gentle nutrition, such as improved digestion, better energy levels, overall well-being. I'll never forget a client of mine. Well, I shouldn't even say one. I have one that comes to mind, but really there's multiple that when they get to the point in their journey with food that they're able to implement gentle nutrition, they get rid of a lot of GI distress. They have, you know, just things that happen to their health. They sleep better, like just overall, because they're making decisions that just really align and feel right to them. And so I want you to think about, instead of using the word diet, it's really just your normal healthy eating pattern. Because diets often lead with nutrition information first, and then they talk about the relationship piece with food. Whereas intuitive eating, it's the opposite. We lead with the relationship piece with food, and then we talk about the nutrition aspect, because you're smart. That's the easy stuff. And when we think of the word gentle, gentle means there's no rules. It's not rigid. It's an experiment. Everything is fluid. It's flexible. It's really this exploratory phase to figure out what feels good to you, and making decisions from a good place with pure intentions of health and not being motivated by diet culture or those external factors. I love how the book Intuitive Eating really sums up gentle nutrition perfectly. It just says, if a healthy relationship with food is not in place, it's difficult to truly pursue healthy eating. If you've become a chronic dieter, the best nutrition guidelines can still be embraced like a diet. And I don't know about you, but that is so true for me in my journey with food. It's so true for many of my clients in their journey with food, that even when I told myself I wasn't dieting and it was a quote unquote lifestyle change, it was still black or white, all or nothing, and kind of embraced like a diet. So how do we start to practice gentle nutrition? And the first step is really to keep the bigger picture in mind. Worry less about individual nutrients. Talking to you who has a list of 10 different bottles of pills of supplements that they take every single day, you know who you are. I know there's many of you out there that are like, well, I just take it. And if you pause to think about it, you're like, I don't actually know why I take all of this. So think about the bigger picture. Think about your overall habits, your patterns with nutrition and all aspects of health, sleep, movement, stress, water. By zooming out, this can help you to think broader. Think of areas where you'd like to add in more nutrient-dense foods, or maybe there's a time of day. You know, for example, maybe it's more feasible for you to focus on adding in some vegetables at dinner, or maybe you'd like to be just more flexible with your lunches or snacks. The beauty of practicing gentle nutrition is you really can approach food with so many more options, because you're at a stage where you truly believe, you truly trust in your heart that all foods can fit. The next tip I have for practicing gentle nutrition is think, what can I add? This is like the best mantra that some of my clients use on a regular basis, and it really helps them to flip the switch by thinking of addition versus restriction. You might think, can I add a vegetable or a piece of fruit or a whole grain or some fiber to this plate? This is really helpful of getting away from that restrictive mindset of I should, or it would be better if I did this, and just, what can I add? How can I make this meal a little more colorful, a little more balanced, a little more variety? Third step is to step outside your comfort zone and be adventurous. If you have written a narrative that you hate vegetables, it's likely because you've only eaten raw carrots, or you've had mushy, steamed, mixed medley vegetables. You're an adult, so research some new cooking methods, maybe some seasonings, maybe some flavors. It's gonna feel uncomfortable, okay? Especially if you've written the narrative for yourself that you're not good in the kitchen, or you know, I don't like certain foods. Like, it's time to challenge yourself and get uncomfortable. Take 5 minutes to look on Pinterest. Take 5 minutes to look at Trader Joe's if you have one nearby you. There's so many different fun seasonings and flavors. So maybe you go to the store and you say, okay, I'm going to try this. That sounds okay. And I'm going to add it to this vegetable this week. You may even notice how your taste buds may have changed, and you might discover new cuisines, new flavors that you actually love by testing out new recipes. My fourth step for you is to think structure with flexibility. Can you aim to create balanced meals and snacks? Most of the time, not all the time. You're human, okay? That's life. Think carb, protein, color. Again, back to that last step of what can I add to make this more satisfying or more filling? Not every meal or snack is going to have this, but think of it just as a mental checklist. And remember that diets do not get to claim veggies. So you can have salad if you want. You know, you can try different things. You can eat fruits and vegetables without being on a diet. And my last tip for you, last step for you when it comes to embracing and practicing gentle nutrition is to make sure you're eating enough, because we cannot make intentional, thoughtful decisions around food if you're hangry. This makes it so much easier to pay attention to satisfaction, to your preferences, and it also helps to build that body trust. Bonus tip, bonus step for you is to just check yourself. Periodically check in. What's my why? Do I really actually like this food? Do I have any guilt or diet mentality around this food, this choice? Or am I allowing my nutrition knowledge to guide this choice or my health without sacrificing enjoyment? I also love to encourage clients to ask the question of, is this choice coming from a place of self-care or a place of self-control? If you are looking for more support along your non-diet journey, check out the link in the show notes or go to katiehake.com/schedule. We'll hop on a free strategy call to see if our nutrition coaching program is a great fit for you. But I just really want to leave you with feeling encouraged, feeling empowered, because remember, this is an exploratory phase and you cannot mess this up. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.